Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. It's great to have you join me. Damayanti means deep peace and calm. Damayanti sheds a light for your soul through the gift of wisdom that shines in the beautiful and universal language of Sanskrit. Damayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Welcome, everyone. Welcome along to Damayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sarah Main. And today we're going to be talking about soul speech. I just love those two words, soul speech. It's a beautiful topic. There's listening and then there's listening. So real listening, we can hear our authentic voice within, you know, the one that gives us the best guidance. And that's soul speech, listening and speaking soul speech. So let's just start with listening, because speech, you know, we hear speech, we receive, and we express. So it's receiving and expressing, receiving and giving. So in relation to soul speech, let's talk about listening. And I was always taught, listen with both ears. And it's a funny thing to say, listen with both ears. But you know what it's like. Someone's talking and you're listening with one ear and the other ear is listening to something else, usually thoughts in your head about what you want to do, you wish the person stopped talking, what am I going to say in response, I don't understand what they're saying. It's something that is not an uncommon experience for us, that we our listening is split. So in fact, we're not truly listening. So with soul speech, we need to actually learn to listen, properly listen. And that means listening with both ears. That means being present and fully engaging and allowing hearing to hear. Okay. So it's the tricky thing about this is all of the inward hearing and the outward expression all happens within the same instrument, all right? We're a single instrument and it all happens there. And the single instrument in and of itself is just doing that. It's receiving and it's transmitting. But how do we know when we're listening, how do we know the origins of the voice that we hear within, and the voice that we express, that rises from within and expresses? So how do we know the origins of that? You know, look, there are different names for it. Some people call it the voice of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit spoke to me. Some people call it the voice of the Father. Father said to me, the voice of the divine, the voice of the universe, the voice of the absolute, the voice of God, the voice of the soul, the voice of quantum consciousness, the voice of the quantum, the voice of the unified consciousness. These are just some of the ways people describe it. I tend to use the universe, something like that. That tends to be where I would lean, but not exclusively. I try not to sort of get too stuck on one term, because it is, we are speaking about, we're trying to name something that is beyond language. And so any name we have will be personal to us and relative. It will not be absolute in and of itself, the name that we use. And everybody will have a different one, the way they relate to it. Okay. So we need to understand and be able to discern and discriminate the origins of what we're hearing. So listening with both ears will make this very clear if we're fully present when we're hearing. But there are some pointers as to how, this is how I was taught, pointers as to how we can determine the origins of what we're hearing. So if what we hear sounds impartial, calm, simple, and clear, and it doesn't reference past or future, but simply present here and now. But remember, it's calm. It doesn't come with a push or a force, and it's impartial. It's not directing to do one thing or the other with any force or push. That is an indication or sort of signposts or indicators that the origin of that sound is from the divine. It's from the universe. It's pure. All right. So just sit with that for a moment. Because sometimes we can sit and think, oh, what should I do? And we ask that question. We put that question out. If we're awake and we listen, we will get an answer. But that's why you need to be very clear about the origins of the answer. So if it's impartial, it's calm, simple, and clear, it doesn't reference past and future, it's just simply present here and now, it's calm, it doesn't have a force, and it's impartial. It's not saying, oh, you better not do that. It's just saying, here, presenting a way forward, a solution, a response. That's an indication of the origins coming from purity, from the divine. If the sound that you hear, the voice, and we use the word voice because it's often coming in language that we can actually understand, and that's another whole topic in and of itself, but if it comes with an energy or a push or a charge to it that has a disrupting and distracting passion and excitement to it, an urge, it may come with a sort of a hatred or an enmity or a dislike or a division. It may be driven and totally focused on achieving an outcome, regardless of anyone else or anything else. Or it may come with a sort of agitation. It's agitated. It's being possessed by a desire and a frenzy. It's arrogant and it's prideful. Then I think you can pretty well determine that that is coming from some form of ego, okay? This is not pure. And that's no judgment, but you do need those signposts because you want to be listening to that which is pure, because that will resolve, that will show the way forward, even if it seems a bit unlikely. So this is very important to understand those two voices. And if you're listening with both ears, it will be very clear. You won't have to think. There will be no analysis. With those pointers, it'll be clear. And if you're the state you're in, you will only hear the divine anyway. All right. There's an analogy in the Eastern Upanishadic traditions about two birds ever connected. They perch together on the branch of a tree. One is eating all the sweet fruits without restraint or regard for anything else, just focused on relishing all the fruits. And the other is looking on without eating, completely impartial and calm, just watching. And we have both those birds within us. The ever-present witness that's calm and awake, serene and untouched by all the ups and downs of experience in life. And we have that which tastes all that life has to offer, the good, the bad, the pleasant, the unpleasant. And with one comes the other. You can't separate those two. So they're relishing the opposites of life all the time, sort of gorging themselves. We have both. So being calm, still, and present, and listening without any disruptive desire, just listening with both ears, ask a question and listen. And if you're calm and still, you will hear the answer from the divine, the universe, the Holy Spirit, the soul, whatever. And you, it may come in a voice that's recognizable, and it may come in a voice that's not so recognizable, but you'll recognize the origins of the voice. Remember, if the sounds are impartial, calm, simple, clear, doesn't reference past or future, it's just simply present here and now, that's an indicator of the purity of the origin from the divine. But if the voice comes with that energy or push or charge of disruption and distraction, of passion and excitement, hatred and division, dislike, okay, driven, completely driven to achieve regardless of anything else, focused on an outcome, or agitated, frenzied, arrogant, prideful, well, obviously that's the opposite, okay? So this is really important. It's refining our perception and our sensitivity to these sounds, because we are listening all the time. It's a case of what are we listening to? And the voice of the universe is there present all the time if we just tune in and listen, come into the present and listen. And that can guide what we do every day, starting with the most simple and ordinary actions of making breakfast and getting dressed and going to work, to something more profound that we may feel is on purpose with what we're doing. And that's what I'm doing with Dhammayanti, is offering ways to tune in more to your purpose, your greatness, and give expression to that. And you'll notice that I do reference Sanskrit, and Sanskrit is so crucial. It's an ancient language, but it is a vehicle for timeless wisdom. Its very sound, its meanings channel universal power to the here and now. So it has really pure vibrations. And I'm going to take a break now. And after the break, I'm going to be talking more about soul speech and how we can speak the speech of the soul. And there are four stages to that. So we've been talking about hearing true soul speech. And now after the break, we're going to be talking about, I'm going to talk about speaking true soul speech. And if you're interested in having a Sanskrit mantra of your own, having that vibration and intention with you, if you go to my website, dhammayanti.store, I've got a promo going. We've extended it from last month. And the promo code is podcast40, podcast40, and you'll get 40% off for Dhammayanti listeners. And there are beautiful pieces of jewelry with Sanskrit mantras on them, like this one. This says Balam, which is true strength. And I keep this jewelry on me, and I love wearing it because it keeps me connected with these pure intentions. And there's 8 mantra collections on the website. So check it out, dhammayanti.store. So after the break, we're talking about how we can speak the speech of the soul. And there are 4 stages to that. So we'll be back after the break. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. And today's show is on soul speech. Beautiful soul speech. Okay, we're going to talk about soul speech, how we speak the speech of the soul. And there are 4 stages to that. Before the break, I was talking about hearing, listening with both ears, hearing the voice of the universe, the voice of the divine mother, the voice of the divine, the voice of the soul. There's just so many ways of describing it, and all of them are beautiful and perfect, and none of them are perfect because there's no perfect one way of describing it. It's perfect for you because this speech, its origins are beyond before speech, and it comes forward and gains the form and shape of language that we can understand as it comes forward, and that's what I'm going to talk about now. So soul speech, the 4 stages. When we speak, we have a choice to let speech shoot out of our mouth regardless of its effect. So it's just shooting out, okay, and we're completely unconscious of it. And that's literally, I use the word shooting out quite deliberately, or we can speak from the soul, from the divine. That speech can rise and be spoken, all right? And there are four stages of speech arising within the body. So the first is sound and speech arises first from, and this is within the physical system. It obviously its origins are further back from that, but we experience it within the body. Sound and speech arises first from the navel area. Okay, that seat within the body of limitless pure consciousness. And it's in the navel area. And when we settle in meditation, that's usually where our attention will go, is it will drop to the navel area. You don't need to sort of hold it there artificially. It's a natural place. And that is a seat of limitless pure consciousness within the body. And then the sound is rising, and it rises up to the area of the solar plexus, okay, the solar plexus. And this is where creative desire sits, and it's a point of creative potential, and it's just a point, but it has all potential there. So it's incredibly potent, okay? So we have the pure consciousness at the navel, undifferentiated, then it rises to this point in the solar plexus of pure potential, creative potential, you know. And then from there, it rises to the space between the larynx. It's sort of this space here below the larynx, and it's described as a space of 10 fingers. Imagine holding your fingers horizontally together and stacking them one on top of the other. It's a space of 10 fingers from the larynx and below, right? Sort of in the chest area. And that is the seat of the mind, okay? Now, usually we go around, and our experience, understandably, is that the mind is in our head, because we hear this chatterbox in our head all the time. We think the mind is in the head. It isn't, okay? It reflects up into our heads, and that's another whole topic as well. But the actual seat of the mind, the origins of the mind, is in that space there. And so we have this pure consciousness, field of pure consciousness at the navel, and it rises up to this point of creative potential at the solar plexus, and from there rises up to the seat of the mind, okay? And this is the point where the purity of this sound is formulated into speech and thought. Up until then, it's undifferentiated, and it's then formulated into speech and thought. And this is the point where we can discriminate whether we are going to articulate this or not, right? This is the point before we actually speak it out, because there is a fourth point, which I'm going to speak about in a minute, where we can discriminate, discern whether this should be spoken or not. And we need to be present and awake for that. Otherwise, it literally rises up through from the navel to the solar plexus, through the mind, bam, out. And the fourth place is through the organs of articulation, the mouth, the tongue, all of that, the voice, all right? And that is the final form. And it comes out in our individual languages, in our individual accents, in our voices, that's characteristic of us. So it's completely differentiated at the point of articulation. So its origins are pure and undifferentiated. And then when it gets to this point of the mind, right, remember this is the point 10 fingers from the larynx down, that space, that's where it becomes differentiated. But with that is an opportunity, there is always an opportunity to discern whether it is to be spoken or not. Now, remember, the point of all of this is soul speech, when we speak, we have a choice of whether habitual speech is going to shoot out or whether we're going to speak that which is uplifting, that which is true, expressing the divine, the limitless, which is who we really are. And we want to speak that. That doesn't mean, if you've gone into the grocery store and you need to buy apples, you're going to buy apples. You're not just going to walk in and say, you know, all is divine. You need to actually say language that is appropriate. But it's how you speak it, your intention, your tone, how you speak to someone, all of that. We have an opportunity to choose that, discern and choose that. And if we're aware of the speech rising, we actually have to be awake for this, because speech is an incredibly powerful energy. I've done shows, numerous shows, on the power of speech, on the power of sound. And I will continue to do that because it's so important. But the system, this four-stage system that I have just outlined to you, is the system that's called Shabda Brahman, Shabda Brahman. And it's the wisdom tradition of the Upanishads describing how speech rises. And there are Sanskrit words for each of these stages. The seat of limitless consciousness at the navel is called Para. Then the solar plexus is called Pashyanti. Then that seat of the mind, the 10-finger space below the larynx, is Madhyama. And then Vaikari is the organs of articulation. So there you go. You've got a little bit of philosophy there, Upanishadic philosophy, Shabda Brahman. But the point of this is not to fill your head with a whole lot of this sort of thing, but to be awake and aware to what we are given in our physical instrument and the power that we have. We are so powerful. We can change everything by just one word. You can change everything without even speaking. You can be speaking it through your very energy without even speaking something out of your mouth. You can change the atmosphere in a room just by your very presence and intention. So this is we are incredibly powerful beings of energy and light. And light is just a form of energy anyway. So that's why I do shows on frequency. That's why I talk about Sanskrit. These are the finest frequencies, and talking about raising your energy, raising your awareness of your energy, it's so important. And if we want to uplift and unite and live our potential then and our purpose, then these are the sorts of things we really need to be aware of, because then we're working with the real tools, all right, which is energy and intention. So to finish up, don't overlook the truth of sound and frequency and vibration. It's powerful and creative. I mean, really ask yourself, what are you listening to? What are you creating? And what are you creating through the speech that you speak? And just choose something simple from a daily activity where you speak to someone and just endeavor to bring some more light and awareness and mindfulness to what you're saying. So a practice is when we have, and this is a practice for expressing soul speech, we have the listening with both ears. So that's the hearing, that's the receiving. And that we usually receive in relation to questions that we ask. And I've done whole shows on asking really powerful questions, important questions. But this is now expressing soul speech. It's rising from pure consciousness from within ourselves. So let's not let that become muddied. Doesn't need to be. That pure consciousness can be expressed, even if we're just buying a bag of apples at the grocery store. It can be infused with light and love, which is uplifting. So what I was taught was, let the first impulse of speech fall back and wait. So it can rise up as it does habitually, and it has a force usually. Just let that fall back. It's not repressing anything or suppressing. Just let it fall back. Stay calm. And in that space that's created, let a new speech rise, if it is, and then speak that. So let the first one that rises fall back, and then wait. and then speak what rises. It can be a momentary wait. No one really need know. But best not speak that first one that forces its way out. Okay, and you'll notice the second one that rises, often it'll be clearer, it'll be precise, it'll be true, and it'll be without ego. Totally worth it. Okay, so remember, I've got a 40% off offer for listeners of Dhammayanti for these beautiful Sanskrit mantras so that you can have these vibrations, these pure sounds with you. So go to my website, dhammayanti.store, and use the promo code podcast40. We're extending that offer this month, podcast40, for a 40% off for beautiful jewelry with these 8 mantra collections, and you can choose what appeals to you. And I'm on social media, Facebook and Instagram. I've got a Facebook group. I'd love to have you along. Come and check it out and follow me there. And finishing with some beautiful, fine, uplifting sounds. So it's been lovely to have you along. Thanks for listening, and enjoy some Sanskrit. Be uplifted by these beautiful intentions and sounds. May all be happy. May all be without disease. May all see only good, auspicious things, and none be in misery of any sort. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi. Thank you for spending time with me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Dhammayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, dhammayanti.store. That's dhammayanti.store. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.